I'm a human. And as a human, I eat. I got fucking Maslow's hierarchy of needs going on.
Me too, man. I hate having to get stuff and put shelter over my head. All that stuff requires resources, and resources are hard to come by.
Yeah, man. That's why we have set up a Patreon. So if you enjoy the show and you want to help us stay clothed and clean or whatever the fuck it is humans are supposed to be.
Half of those.
Patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. What about digital possessions?
Immaterial possessions!
Will make us all happy, finally. This is We Have Concerns! Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Here's a story that was sent in by a whole grip of people.
A grip.
It's disturbing. Buckle up, people.
All right.
Fella. Police officer, actually. Where was he? He is...
I believe this was in India, right?
India, you're right. Doctors in northern India. He went into the hospital. He was suffering from some stomach discomfort and lack of appetite.
Oh.
Is what he complained of.
Okay.
So he took himself...
Well, you know, being a cop is stressful.
Very stressful.
You know, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if he had like an ulcer or something.
Ulcer could be the diagnosis.
You know, or maybe it's just stress. Maybe it's just mental, you know?
Yeah.
It just kind of happens.
Well, turns out... the doctors did an x-ray of his stomach, found a solid mass. They were worried that it might be a tumor.
Yeah.
Solid mass, and it comes up on the x-rays, just big black spots.
Yeah, very advanced stage of cancer. That's heartbreaking.
They start asking the man some questions.
Yeah.
He starts revealing to them, oh, well, it turns out I sometimes eat knives when I'm stressed. I eat knives. And the doctors went,
that all tracks.
What do you mean? What do you mean, fella? What do you mean you eat knives? And the guy's like, yeah, I have this habit. It's like any other habit where you might compulsively drink or eat food.
Biting your nails.
Right. I have eaten, there may be 20 knives in my stomach. Like 23 knives.
There might be 23 knives in my stomach.
Yeah, he's like,
if you were to look in my stomach right now, you may or may not find.
Right.
23, specifically 23 knives.
He said, it's been about 2 months. I've consumed about a knife a day. They're like 23. They pull out 40 knives from this dude's stomach.
So he can't, 40. So he either can't count or is a liar.
Yeah. He says, I consumed a knife a day for about 2 months. I never felt it was going to harm me, but when it pained, I came to the hospital.
Let's pull it back. You go into the hospital. You know that you've eaten 40 knives. You know that.
Yes.
You don't want to seem like an insane person. So what's your cover story? Oh, the cover story is, I've eaten 23 knives. I've eaten a sane number of knives.
Yeah, nobody's going to fault me for 23.
Look.
I'm not like
40 knives.
I'm not like a 24 knife kind of guy.
Look, 40 knives is a crazy person.
Oh,
we can all agree on that.
Anything over 25 knives is woohoo, cuckoo.
No, that's the thing. So I said 23 because I wanted to give myself a little wiggle
room. A little buffer.
Like, oh, this guy's got a lot of self-control. He hasn't even reached the 25 point, which 25 is like the end of normal, right?
Insane.
He's like, within.
He is so, like, look
parameters.
At all the
parameters.
40 knives in this dude's stomach. He
what
said,
kind of knives?
They're all...
they're pocket knives. They have to be like folded knives.
They're folded knives.
Yeah, because
the
like,
pointy bits are folded in.
Wow, if you look at this, it's pocket knives, it's pen knives. It looks like maybe one or two of them are like a full-on Leatherman tool.
Well, at a certain point, you don't want to just constrict yourself
to one
type.
Can't eat the same thing every day. Yeah. It gets boring.
Yeah, it's like if you have a whole pack of cereal boxes, you're going to just stick with one cereal?
Look,
and imagine those cereals are knives.
You're eating it. Look, you're at the office. There are two places to go to lunch. You know what I'm saying? It makes lunch boring. It brings down your quality of life.
It's like Captain Crunch and Captain Sharp.
There are so many blades out there. Why restrict yourself to just one kind of blade?
You want to go to a smorgasbord.
Yeah. Don't just eat a knife that's made of boring old steel. Get something that's made of like one of those cool synthetic compounds, you know?
Yeah.
Get yourself like one of those new.
You know how on the infomercials they'll show like the 147 pack of knives and there's so many different kinds of
Literally,
knives?
Literally, no.
You've never seen that?
147 different kinds of knives?
You've never seen the infomercial for knives?
No.
Oh, it's fascinating, dude.
Like just knives? Is it paid for by the Knife Council?
No, probably. Man, you've never...
This concludes the end of our regular broadcast day. Stay tuned for a special paid presentation by the Knife Council.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hey! Have you let knives into your life?
Knives are sharp implements that let you cut things. Whoa. Imagine all the things you can cut.
Whoa. I've used a knife. I think I know what they're for. They're mostly for the preparation of food and general things around the house.
This man's a fool!
An idiot! Stab, 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 stab. Oh, I was wrong and I'm also bleeding out!
Knives! Knives can be used for so many different things!
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The Knife Council!
Well, Jimmy, it looks like you just didn't pull out the honor roll this time.
Oh, Dad, but I know I tried so hard.
Son, have you tried bringing a knife to school?
A knife, Dad?
Yeah, a knife might give you the confidence you need to sit through your lessons and really do your best. Knowing that you're strapped at all times really gives you a sense of quiet confidence that the ladies will love. Don't tell your mom I told you.
You mean like this knife, Dad?
Oh, son. That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Knives!
Knives! Da, 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 da. What is this, just a fucking infomercial for knives?
Yeah, man. If you're up at three o'clock in the morning.
Which I am.
And you're clicking around, find yourself a good knife infomercial because they are fascinating. Because
there are bad ones out there.
You don't want to get stuck with a bad one.
In the description of this episode, we'll put down where the good knife infomercials are and the bad ones are.
Yeah. All of them start at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they always have like
all of them end with somebody horribly injured.
Oh yeah, you don't want to see. There's always blocks of wood. There's always big tree stumps that they display the knives on.
These like the QVC guys that sell swords.
Yes,
and they use a katana and they slice through like a slab of beef, and they're like, "Why don't you have one of these?"
Yeah, exactly. And then you can get 400 knives for like three payments, easy payments of $19.95, dude.
Have you bought these knives?
No, but you've
thought about it.
I've thought about it long and hard. I don't have any, literally zero need for knives in my life. I'm the most pussified pacifist.
So these are not like kitchen knives. These are like, what kind of knives are these that they're selling?
They're all kinds of knives. There are some kitchen knives.
Yeah.
There are Bowie knives. There's Swiss Army knives. There's like, You get all the knives, dude. You get all the knives you could possibly
think of. Knife, it's in there.
Yeah, can you imagine any knife? You got that knife.
An ornate sacrificial dagger.
I dare you to
a
come up with
a bejeweled ornate sacrificial dagger.
He's got Swiss Army.
Like the one from
kitchen.
The Shadow that's also in Uncharted.
Yes, Swiss Army, kitchen, demon soul knife.
Yeah. What about the katana that the woman whose name is Katana has that steals souls when you slice them with a katana?
Fish flaying knife?
Yeah.
Can opener knife? Katana's soul?
Yeah.
You know, all of them. All of the knives.
Three payments in $19.95?
Dude, that's all it takes.
I'm in.
I mean, shipping handling is like $300.
Sure.
But
this guy ate, he ate 10% of that set.
Yeah.
A little over 10%, like 13-14% of that set.
He ate like $4.98 worth of that set.
Wow. See, here's the thing, man. I want to know how he was buying these, because that's like the Costco of knife eating.
Yeah.
Because he was paying probably retail price.
You got to go bulk.
You got to go wholesale.
Yeah.
Wholesale to the public is the only way to do this.
That's the only way it makes it.
You buy a crate of Kirkland Signature knives. And if you go to Costco on sample day when they're just giving out knives,
right,
you don't even need to go to lunch afterwards.
It's hard, though.
Go on your lunch break to Costco, okay?
Uh-huh.
And just go on sample day and eat like 14, 15 bite-sized knives.
That's smart.
And you don't need to pay for anything.
You're telling me they're just going to give me out a sample size of a knife?
Yeah.
Right there at Costco?
Right there. Dude, you just go from station to station. You have knives of the world.
That's pretty smart.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to get there right at the right time, though. Sometimes there's a little line to get your knife.
So this was a compulsion this guy had.
Yeah, he
why knives? Does he know? Does he know anything about it?
He says he's not going to repeat it. He's not going to do it again. I don't believe him.
Yeah.
I mean,
once a knife eater, always
a
knife eater.
Once you've tasted a sweet knife, you're not going to go back.
I can see. I can pick a knife eater out of a line. I'll tell you that much.
You know what they always say? Once you've had a knife, it changes your life. You know, that's the old saying.
It's knitted on a pillow in my house. Is there something about the taste? Is there something about... Did they get much out of this guy? I have a feeling they did.
They got 40 knives out of this guy.
This is the sort of thing where when you're caught doing it, or when somebody finds you doing it, you're pretty tight-lipped about it. Because once it's out there, once it becomes public,
yeah,
you can see how ludicrous it is, right?
Yeah.
All it takes is somebody else knowing, and you go, oh, that was not smart.
I mean, he talks openly about it. There's a thing called pica disorder, which is the compulsion to eat non-edible things. Mm-hmm. So they think he might have
that. Oh, I've watched Hoarders. I know quite a lot about... Dude, one of the producers on the TV show that I did was the creator of Hoarders.
Wow.
Or not Hoarders, My Strange Addiction.
Not Hoarders.
Not Hoarders.
Nothing. It was
not
nothing.
He
created nothing.
Anything. He didn't do anything. I did all the work on that show. No. He was the co-creator of My Strange Addiction. So like he was on
that show
where
ever.
They would go and like, what, I eat a piece of mattress every night before I go to bed. And over 40 days, they eat an entire mattress.
Wow.
And they would
then
like...
Then what do they sleep?
They buy a new mattress, dude. Oh. Wow. And it's just like their guts are full of mattress.
Wow.
They got mattress... Like, dude, have you seen My Strange Addiction?
No, and I never will.
Oh, it's a terrible show.
I will watch 12 hours of knife selling... at 3 o'clock in the morning, but I ain't watching a Strange Addiction show.
I'll tell you what, my friend, the missus loves My Strange Addiction, but it's one of those shows she has to watch when I'm not home. And I told the dude when we were working on the show, I was like, I cannot watch your show.
I don't want to know that. Humanity...
I think it's very sad, and I don't know how you worked on it for multiple years.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah.
I got money for it.
It was like, well, it's one of those things where it seems...
My Strange Addiction is making money.
Well, you go in and you think it's weird and it's compelling at first. Right. And you're like, well, I'll get the story of this and maybe we can help these people. And then I think you get like a season or two into it and you're like, why is this still? Why?
Yeah.
Like, why?
Why is this a bottomless pit?
Why does it keep getting weirder and weirder?
Why can't we keep finding more stories?
And why can't we stop these people from doing this? Yeah. You know, like, I think it kind of turned into something like that.
Well, this guy literally said, I never felt it was going to harm me, but when it pained, I came to the hospital.
I never felt it was going to harm me. I never felt eating a gigantic chunk of metal and plastic was going to harm me.
Listen to this. This is an interview with the doctor who operated on him. He said, we immediately prepared him for surgery and removed the knives.
I didn't even need a scalpel. I just shook him around.
He said there was bleeding as some of them were unfolded.
No, don't eat them unfolded, dude!
How the fuck?
Or did they come unfolded inside of him?
Maybe.
No, how?
I don't know.
Oh, because maybe like
they
over
hit
time...
hit other fucking 39 other knives were jostling around in there?
I bet stomach acids, the little locking mechanisms and the hinges, I bet it eventually ate through it, right? Oxidized.
Fuck this.
Yeah,
this
is fucking... Ooh, it's dark.
There's no way this guy learned a lesson.
No! No!
There's no way this guy doesn't continue doing this.
Because that's the thing at the core of these compulsions, right? Is I didn't feel like it was going to hurt me.
Right.
There's something that goes on in your brain that goes, I should be doing this. I need to be doing this. There's nothing that could happen to me if I do this. Sure. Drinking glue would be bad.
Right.
Eating rocks would be bad. But knives are fine. I need to eat knives. Like, yeah. And it's funny, like on a surface level, but that's like a weird, like,
That's a disorder.
It's a disorder.
Yeah.
And will he go back to eating knives? I say 73% yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely, he's going to go back to eating knives.
This guy needs to stay away from infomercials at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's the last thing he does.
The problem is, how do you stay away from knives when you're a cop?
No kidding, right?
Or anyone in the world.
Or anyone.
How do you stay away from one of the early tools that helped us rise out of the ooze and become the dominant species on the planet?
Literally, the guy cannot go to any restaurant.
Can't do anything.
He has to have pre-cut food.
Well, he only eats folding knives. That's what's interesting.
Yeah.
That's what's interesting. So it's just folding knives. Oh, he could go to a restaurant.
Imagining swallowing an open knife makes my body have a physical reaction.
Waiter.
Yeah.
Waiter, I seem to be missing something.
Oh, did you not get some?
Don't you do this, Harold? Don't you do this? No, I just I'm just missing something, honey. It's fine. I'm just.
Oh, what can I do for you, sir?
Oh yeah,
you
it's
your,
just
your water.
I,
you've got your menus.
I've got my fish fork. I've got my salad fork. I've got my meat fork. I've got my butter knife. I've got my table knife. Mm-hmm. I don't seem to have. Don't you fucking do it, Harold? Don't you do it? You don't seem to have a folding knife.
A folding knife?
Yeah, I don't seem to have, like, a Bowie knife or a Leatherman tool.
You mean as an appetizer, sir? You'd like the folding knife as an appetizer? We have a variety of large folding knives as main courses.
Honey.
Yes, Harold. It's happy birthday.
You. I thought. Oh my God. This is.
Yes, sir.
This is so nice, honey. I had no idea. All these months, you've been acting like you hated that I eat knives.
I just feel like I should accept you as you are, and I just love you so much.
Oh. Hey, sir.
Well, I'm dying. It's definitely the knives. It was the knives.
Well, at least he died happy.
Sorry. Can I have his knife? He's not going to eat it.
I'll be honest with you. That happens every night here.
Literally every night.
Every single night.
Yeah. Have you ever had a weird compulsion in your life?
I have a lot of weird compulsion, sort of on a very small scale.
Yeah.
I don't think it's compulsion in the sense that I cannot do it.
Yeah.
If I want to, but I definitely will. Give myself little habits or things that I have to do every day or just, but I could not do them if I wanted to. It's not.
I can stop anytime I want. I'm just let me eat this knife.
Right.
And when this knife is done, I'm not going to eat any more knives. I bought another knife. So here's the thing. It's throwing money away if I don't eat all 300 of these knives because I'm two payments in.
Yeah, exactly.
So I've eaten 150 knives. It's like.
I mean, now I'm just not.
Now it's like,
through.
Yeah, I don't want to be a quitter is the thing. I'm known for not following through, and so this is the time where I'm going to do it. I used to, when I was a kid, I had some sort of obsessive tendencies. I think I've talked about this one before. There was a period of time when I was like 6 or 7 where I thought I had to swallow all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so like I just had to, and then there was, because I was just like, what happens to all the spit in my mouth? Like, I probably have to swallow it. And then because I was swallowing all the time, my mouth was making like a lot of spit.
Yeah.
And so I just had to keep swallowing.
Yeah.
And like, I never told anybody about this, but one day I just kind of went like, oh, I think this is wrong. I don't notice anybody else swallowing, so I'm going to try to stop. And then I had a thing where I used to have to not step on divisions, cracks, anything like that.
Right.
That was a compulsion, and the way I stopped was I started stepping on every crack because that felt as equal to me, and then I did every other, and then I started doing like more and more complex patterns, which is actually like, technically, if you look it up, that's psychologically getting worse.
Oh.
Because you come up with these like strange routines. It's like, I have to step on every third crack if it's clean sidewalk, but
right.
If it's like this
it's
kind
of
sidewalk.
It's a deepening of the
it's
compulsion.
It's a deepening of it, but you think you're like... But right. What I did was I made the pattern so complex that I just said, fuck it, and stopped. Like, it was too much to keep track of.
Hmm.
But yeah, I was definitely had a lot of very weird, obsessive things when I was a kid. And I think my only eating one right now is I like to eat every ingredient on a plate separately, like LL Cool J and toys.
Yeah. Well, you do pretty much everything like LL Cool J and toys, right?
I try to do everything like LL.
We all have heroes.
I'm actually wearing a jumpsuit that matches the walls of this place right now.
I was wondering why that
We start a recording session, I just pop out of somewhere, and Jeff is thoroughly surprised.
It's great.
Yeah. How about you guys? Do you guys have any weird compulsions? Do you eat knives?
No, but he eats knives that listens to
this. Because we know
where
to get a really good deal on knives.
So many good knives. Guys, watch at 3 o'clock in the morning. There's going to be a whole bunch of people.
We Have Concerns is proudly sponsored by the Knife Council.
No, if you have anything like this or you've known anybody like this, don't out anybody, obviously. But if you have a story or an anecdote that you can tell us, we'd love to hear it. We're on Twitter. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those Knife Council. And hey. You know, Jeff's about to be a father.
What?
I don't know if you guys knew this.
I don't know if you knew
it.
News to me.
Little baby Kylo is on the way.
Oh, boy.
We are going to try to keep up with episodes the best we can.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try not to stop entirely. There may be some guest hosts that come in. We may go down to 2 episodes a week for a little while. This is a brand new human life. Babies are the dumbest things. He's got to protect this baby like all the time. You guys have no idea.
And I have so many knives in my house right now. I need to really, work to do.
Just baby proofing Jeff's hallway where he like.
The hall of knives.
The hall of knives is going to be really, really tough. We're talking about a big job. So bear with us if we slow down a little bit, and we'll see you as often as humanly possible. Good day, fellow Peters. So that one looks